Okay, good morning. My name is Sirpa Lesonen, and my objective today is to present a sub-project of my PhD study, From Conceptualization to Constructions, a case study of a Finnish L2 learner. This study is a joint project between University of Jyväskylä, Finland, and University of Groningen, the Netherlands. My supervisors are Rasmus Steinkraus and Marilyn Verspor from the University of Groningen and Minna Suni from the University of Jyväskylä. Here's the outline of my presentation. First, I'm going to present the aim of this study and the theoretical framework, why this study is situated in the usage-based linguistics framework and complex dynamic systems theory framework. After shortly presenting my research questions and participant data and methods, I will focus on two main findings of this study. The changing interactions between different kinds of constructions in developing learner language, and how L2 constructions develop over time. So do they develop from fixed chunks to schema or the other way around? And finally, I will talk about the theoretical implications. Probably not today, but in my actual presentation then. So, the aim of this study is to investigate how a beginning Finnish L2 learner map a conceptualization of evaluation onto linguistic constructions. So I want to study what kind of linguistic means does a Finnish L2 learner use when she expresses that something is good or bad in her opinion. And moreover, I will study how these linguistic constructions develop over time. And let me demonstrate the aim of this study by showing you two data examples. So here you can see two expressions of evaluation from the data of this study. So in week one, the participant of this study expresses her evaluation on tomato. Tykkään tomaatista, I like tomato. Then later in week 34, there is a different kind of evaluation. Koska mun mielestä se on parempi olla pitkämpi yksi paikka. Because in my opinion, it's better to stay longer in one place. So I wanted to give you an idea of what kind of expressions of evaluation there are in beginning Finnish L2 learner language. And moreover, I would like you to focus on the development of these expressions. As we can see, this expression here is more complex and more sophisticated than the expression in week one. But in this study, the focus is not on what makes this construction more advanced, but instead I focus on how the development takes place. So what happens here in between during the 33 weeks? So instead of focusing on the product, I want to focus on the process of learning. And as Ellis points out, the constructions that a language learner uses are subject to change in every new interactional situation. And that is the focus on this study as well. So one of the key concepts of usage-based linguistics framework is that the constructions change every time the learner uses them. So here, week by week, how do these expressions change? And as Larsen, Freeman and Cameron argue, learning cannot be separated from the learner. So if we want to describe the process of learning, we need to follow individual learners, and for that purpose, we need to collect longitudinal data and have as many data points as possible. So the researchers working within the complex dynamic systems theory framework trace the development of individual learners. So if you want to describe the process of learning, it's important to trace the development of individual learners. And this study is situated, and that's why this study is situated in the usage-based linguistic framework and complex dynamic systems theory framework. So I hope that you got an idea of what is the aim of this study. Here are the specific research questions. What kinds of linguistic constructions does beginning Finnish L2 learner use to express evaluation? And how do these constructions develop over a 9-month period? My participant is an exchange student whose L1 is German. And during her stay here, Lena took Finnish 3 courses. I was her teacher in her first 2 courses, and then in her third course, Finnish 3, there was another teacher, and then I was observing the lessons all the time. During these courses, I collected data with her weekly, both written and spoken data. So written and spoken data bi-weekly. And the data collection is based on elicitation methods. And then a few words about the analysis. Native speaker intuition was used in data selection. So I went through the data and picked up the expressions of both positive and negative evaluation. For the final data selection, the expressions of written data were presented to 3 other native speakers, and they were asked to evaluate whether those expressions express positive or negative evaluation. And if the consensus could not be reached, the expression was excluded from the analysis. The frequencies of the chosen constructions were calculated per 100 words. So before visualizing the frequency development, the data were normalized. Then let me move on to the main findings of this study. In total, there were 235 expressions of evaluation of various kinds in the data. And these expressions can be categorized as verbal and adjectival and adverbal constructions. In a verbal construction, the key word that makes the construction an expression of evaluation is a verb. So there are expressions like, I like something, I love something, I don't want to do something, I hate something. In adjectival adverbal constructions, the key word is an adjective or an adverb. It was nice, everything went well. An interesting tendency in Lena's language development is that verbal constructions develop first. So there seems to be a competition between these two types of constructions. I will demonstrate this by showing you 2 graphs. Here we can see the token frequencies of verbal and adjectival adverbal constructions. Verbal constructions are the blue bars, and adjectival constructions are the red bars. Here in x-axis we have the text numbers. Uneven numbers are the written texts, and even numbers that are not actually shown, but these empty ones here, they are the spoken texts. And in y-axis we have the normalized frequencies. And what I would like you to pay attention here is that at the beginning, the token frequency of the verbal constructions is higher than the token frequencies of the adjectival adverbal constructions. And when the token frequencies of the adjectival constructions start to increase, the token frequency of the verbal constructions levels off. So Lena uses first more verbal constructions to express evaluation. The same trend can be seen in type frequencies, which tells us how many different kinds of verbs or adjectives there are in her repertoire. So we can see that at the beginning, Lena uses more different verbal constructions, so her verbal construction repertoire is rather big compared to adjectival adverbal construction repertoire. So she uses only one adjectival construction at the beginning. And we can see the same here, that when the repertoire of adjectival construction starts to grow, the type frequencies of the verbal constructions levels off. Another important finding in this study is that the two most frequent verbal constructions develop in two different ways. Haluta, want construction, develops according to usage-based linguistics assumptions from a fixed chunk to more varied constructions. What we can see in this figure is that at the beginning, Lena uses haluta, want construction, only in its conditional form. Later, she starts to use it also in indicative form, and towards the end, she uses it only in indicative form. And at the beginning here, in week 3, 4, 5, she uses only one verb within this construction, travel, to travel, matkustaa. So the expressions are very fixed. As we can see in this example in text 4, haluaisin matkustaa Jyväskylästä Saksaan. I would like to travel from Jyväskylä to Germany. And the expressions in first 3 weeks were always like this. Haluaisin matkustaa, I would like to travel. But then later, she varies the construction more. So there is an indicative form as well, and in different tenses. And she varies also the verb in a non-finite clause within the construction. So this construction develops according to usage-based linguistic assumptions. So there is a fixed chunk that learner starts to vary later when she learns more language. Tykätä like construction develops in a different way. That construction is more variable already at the beginning, because the construction is not represented only with specific lexical items. So these examples are from Lena's text number 4, and as we can see that already at the beginning when she uses this construction, it's quite variable. So the noun phrase within the construction is different every time. Tomatista, tomato, meat, music. And I like, do you like, I don't like. So she varies the construction. There is no fixed chunk. So these two constructions, they develop in different ways. Together construction develops in more piecemeal way when Lena builds it up gradually. So let me summarize the two main findings of this study. There seems to be competition between different construction types. The verbal constructions develop first at the expense of adjectival adverbal constructions. And this learner seems to have two different ways to develop construction variation. Haluta construction develops according to usage-based linguistics assumptions from a fixed chunk to more varied construction. And this fixed chunk learned by heart provides a template for a growing construction, which finally works as a generalizable schema for these constructions. Tykätä, like construction instead, develops according to this starting small approach. So Lena builds up the construction gradually in a more piecemeal way. Okay, thank you for your attention. Here are my references.
So, thank you, Sirpo. It was really nice to hear you presenting some interesting topic you have. Do we have any questions? Maybe I will start yes. Myself. During your presentation, I started to wonder, your participant, you said her name was Lena, or at least you used
her. Yes, name. Yeah, her pseudonym. Yeah.
How many languages does he already speak?
Yeah, okay, good point. So her L1 is German, and yeah. She has learned English at school. And then she learned Icelandic when she was doing her exchange there.
Okay. So, a person who already knows quite many languages.
Yeah. And I think that actually helps her quite a lot. And yeah. he's a good, if you can evaluate, she's a good language learner, so she acquired Finnish quite quickly. Yeah. And I think that her language background helped.
So, can I ask, I didn't understood the, you said about the frequencies of the verb part, the verbs, as opposed to the frequencies of adjectives.
So these figures, you mean? So could you reformulate?
So I mean, you said that the blue ones are the...
The verbal constructions.
The verbal constructions.
Yes.
Whereas the red ones are the adjective.
Adjectival constructions, yes.
Yeah.
So we can see that the frequency, so for example here, from text 3 to 7, we can see that these frequencies of the verbal constructions, they are higher than the frequencies of adjectival constructions. So Lena is using more verbs than she expresses evaluation.
But that happens only in the beginning, after when she is getting more experience in the language, she just don't use so many verbal constructions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then she prefers adjectives. Here the frequency of the adjectival construction is higher, and towards the end, it's not that clear. The picture is not that clear anymore. But at the beginning, she really relies on the verbal constructions, which is probably natural for language learner because verbs are easier maybe to pick up from the exposure. And then later, the adjectives, you can express more sophisticated evaluation with adjectives. So you can say more precise things instead of saying, I like something or I don't like something, you can describe more. This is good, bad, interesting, beautiful, whatever. And here we have the token frequencies, which means that how many verbs there are in total, so all the verbs in text number 3 are here. And this figure shows us how many different verbs there are. So in this text, there were 3 different verbs, and they were used, the normalized frequency is 5 point something.
Any other questions? I have actually a question, but I'd like to say that I found the topic really fascinating. My husband learned Finnish as an adult, and he moved here, and it was interesting to see how you kind of described some similarities in the process. So
nice here. Because of course this is a case study, so we cannot generalize these findings, but it's interesting. What I'm going to do next is to investigate and take more participants and see, do they have similar tendencies?
So actually, I know you weren't going to mention, you said later on implications, but even now with what you found, what kind of implications does this have for teaching, for example? And I am familiar with your university, but not in the course level.
Yeah.
However, I did observe some of the courses more recently, and there was definitely a distinction between what is more formalized and what is what you would actually use outside of the hallowed halls of the university. So this sort of combination of the formal and the informal types of communication going on. Yeah. Do you see any implications for teaching the way that this learning is taking place and the way that this type of construction of the formal and the informal types of language are being taught at the same time, for example?
Yeah, I don't know about the formal and informal, but what I have seen that was the teaching emphasized the verbs at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So that probably influences on her language. And here, actually, when we see... When I investigate both the written and spoken language in the same data, so we cannot see the differences that went well. So in future, it would be interesting to compare if the written language is different from the spoken language, which I believe that in beginning learners, the difference is not that big because mm-hmm. it's hard to mm-hmm. distinguish those forms at the beginning.
And most likely they're going to focus on one or the other, and most likely it would be the more written versus the informal. They're going to probably use that if they go to the store until they're able to function between the two.
Yeah, so the same thing. So there is a competition always of the resources because they are very limited at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. so they have to focus on something at the expense of something else.
So do you think that actually changes anything? I mean, do you think it does actually have any implications for teaching, or is it just something that it's good to know? And this, because we tend to teach your basic, this is a noun, this is a verb type of thing, that it's just simply the way we should be doing it, or do you think that it should be done differently? Is it just a piece of knowledge for us to recognize?
Yeah, well, it's, of course, I want to be careful about generalizing the findings, because this is a case study, but what is interesting actually is that it seems that Lena prefers